is Nightline.
Tonight, in his own words, Trevor Reed speaking about his captivity.
In prison, I had been coughing up blood for several months.
The Marine veteran held behind bars in Russia for 985 days, finally home.
I remember thinking, like, is this real?
His new mission, bring home WNBA star Brittany Griner and fellow Marine Paul Whelan.
I knew that as soon as I was able to, that I would fight for him to get out and that I would do everything I could to get him out of there.
And Money Long, once a songwriter to the star.
It's going down, I'm yelling timber.
Behind mega hits like Timber.
You better dance.
Now stepping into her own spotlight.
Money Long, the name and the character that I created was really just the person that I always was.
Putting in hours and hours to top the charts.
I could do this for hours and hours.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. We begin with the American Marine finally reunited with his family after being held for more than 2.5 years by authorities in Russia. Trevor Reed is free after a high-stakes prisoner swap. Now he is sharing his story and his hope for others left behind. Here's ABC's Patrick Reville.
I remember thinking, like, is this real? It feels, you know, like you're in a dream. Maybe I'm still going to wake up right now in solitary confinement. It takes several days for that feeling to leave you. So.
Former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed describing the moment he finally flew out of Russia after spending more than 2.5 years there behind bars as a hostage. Now he's back in the U.S. after being freed this month in a prisoner exchange. For the first time, he's giving interviews describing his ordeal.
You know, this is the first time that we've sat across from each other and been talking where we're not looking through the bars of a cage.
Yep.
How are you feeling? How are you doing?
Good. Obviously, I like this situation a lot better than when we met, you know, last time.
For nearly 3 years, the 30-year-old has been in Russian prisons, sometimes for weeks in solitary confinement.
They use this solitary confinement cell as like a weapon to try to get you to comply. It's cold there. There's hot water. A pipe, basically, that you have to use to stay warm. So you lay on the floor in that cell, lay against the pipe.
He says it was punishment for refusing to participate in the Russian government's forced labor camp.
Ethically, I thought that would be wrong, to work for a government who was kidnapping Americans and using them as political hostages.
Reed is one of at least 3 Americans caught up in what the U.S. says is a Kremlin campaign of hostage-taking. Reed saying the U.S. government needs to do more to get Americans home.
Why are you doing this interview now?
I thought that I needed to do this interview as soon as I could in order to make the American people aware that this is not an isolated situation. We do have political prisoners all over the world in multiple countries who are suffering and who need our help.
Reed and his family pleading in particular for the Biden administration to free Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, also held by Russia.
We consider ourselves patriots, but it's embarrassing that all administrations, they're reluctant to bring our people home. It's like they're trading baseball cards. Well, that one's not worth that one. Don't get me wrong, we're super thankful that President Biden made the decision to trade for Trevor. And what we want is we want that to continue. Don't wait until they've been there 20 years. Don't wait until they're near death. Do it as soon as you can.
Reed's ordeal began in the summer of 2019, when the then 28-year-old was in Moscow visiting his then girlfriend. After a late night of heavy drinking together with friends, she said Reed became unmanageable and she forced them to pull over on their way home. Reed's friends called the police, who agreed to take the Texas native to the station to sober up. But the next day, things changed after agents from Russia's FSB intelligence service arrived.
I pretty much knew as soon as I saw FSB, agents that where this case was headed.
Police abruptly charged Reed with assaulting the officers who had brought him, claiming he'd seized the wheel, causing the car to swerve dangerously. He was arrested on the spot and put on trial. But in hearings, the police's case was filled with holes. The police making contradictory testimony, Reid saying the trial was a sham orchestrated by the FSB.
I'd actually spoken with those police officers. I said, why did you write this false accusation against me? And he looked around at the door to make sure that there was no one there. And he looked at the other police officer and he said, we didn't want to write this. They told us to write this.
So you understood that meant either the Kremlin or the FSB?
Yeah, someone up there at a higher level had ordered them to do that.
Reid's lawyers said traffic camera footage showed the car never swerved and that Russian investigators never handed over other security camera footage that could have bolstered his case. After a year and a half long trial, Reid was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison camp, the maximum sentence possible for the offence.
The defence was absolutely, overwhelming, and unfortunately, I underestimated how corrupt and how dedicated, the Russian government is to taking Americans as hostages.
Reid appealed his sentence, maintaining his innocence and calling the charges against him fabricated. Those appeals were denied. Reid's family launched an extraordinary fight to release him. His father, Joey, even moving to Moscow to be closer to his son, spending over a year there alone. Reid's parents repeatedly picketing the White House, lobbying the US to act. But as relations with Russia deteriorated further, hopes faded. Reid went on a hunger strike last fall, and his family feared he had contracted tuberculosis this spring.
In prison, I had been coughing up blood for several months, and the Russian, prison penitentiary system was refusing me tests on tuberculosis. When I came back to the U.S., I weighed 131 pounds, and when I went to Russia before prison, I had weighed 175.
With the war in Ukraine raging, Reid's sudden release came as a stunning surprise. On April 27th, he was traded for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot who had served more than 10 years of his 20-year sentence in Connecticut for drug smuggling. But the joy Reid felt over being freed was quickly dampened with guilt over who was left behind in Russia.
What did you think when you heard that Paul wasn't coming home?
Sorry. I thought that was wrong, that they got me out and not Paul. I knew that that as soon as I was able to, that I would fight for him to get out and that I would do everything I could to get him out of there.
52-year-old former Marine Paul Whelan and 31-year-old WNBA star Brittany Griner are still caught in the diplomatic tug of war between Russia and the US, complicated by Putin's war in Ukraine. In December 2018, Whelan was visiting Moscow for a friend's wedding when he was accused of being a spy by Russian authorities.
They're dragging me along, even though I've got a medical condition that prohibits this.
After a year and a half behind bars, Whelan was convicted in June 2020 of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in a Russian jail. US authorities and Whelan himself have said this is a hostage situation. In a rare interview, Whelan talked with ABC News shortly after he was sent to a prison camp. He denies all allegations made against him, saying it was a show trial, something even the judge in his case knew.
Right after he read the verdict, I went back to his chambers. And, he speaks English, and we had a discussion. He knows the whole case is crap. He told me and my attorneys that it was a provocation. But telephone justice, he cannot say anything against what the FSB says.
The message we received was that the U.S. government itself isn't taking acts because we haven't made enough noise. It's pretty outrageous.
Griner, the 6'9" center for the Phoenix Mercury, has spent off seasons playing pro ball in Russia. In February, she was detained at a Russian airport on allegations of drug smuggling, accused of having vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. Marijuana is illegal in Russia. After weeks of little information about her well-being, US officials in March were finally granted access to Griner.
The consular officer who visited with Brittany Griner was able to verify that she is doing as well as can be expected under these very difficult circumstances.
The two-time Olympic gold medalist remains in pretrial detention, with a court extending her detention until June 18th. Russian media has reported that the US is in talks to possibly exchange Whelan or Greiner, or perhaps both, for Viktor Bout, the notorious Russian arms dealer nicknamed the Merchant of Death, currently about halfway through his 25-year prison sentence.
How important do you think Viktor Bout was to Russia?
He clearly was very important. It's my understanding that, President Putin himself was involved in trying to get him home.
Whelan himself says from the beginning, Russia made it clear it had taken him for a trade.
From the moment I was arrested, I was told that Russia wants Viktor Bout. They want Konstantin Yurchenko.
But retired DEA agent Robert Zaharia-Shevitz, who helped arrest both Bout and Yurchenko, fears such deals are not the answer.
I'll first just say that I have tremendous sympathy for those families. That said, I don't think that's the right answer for how to do that. I think it sends a really bad message to make that type of a trade, because I think it encourages that type of activity from foreign adversaries.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson helped with Reed's release, even flying to Moscow the night Russia invaded Ukraine to urge Russia make a deal. He says blanket rejection of exchanges is wrong.
Do it on a case-by-case basis, but send that signal that we're not going to tolerate these detentions, wrongful detentions, anymore.
Viktor Bout has already been in prison for 15 years. He's no longer a threat. The fact of the matter is that Paul has, another 13 years left in prison. And Brittany, who knows how long she's going to be sentenced for. She may have 10 years in prison.
Reed's health continues to improve, helped in part by an army reintegration program. His family just looking forward to doing the small things, but together again.
He's missed almost 3 years of his life. He's not going to get that time back. We're not going to get that time back, and I just want to cherish every moment that we have with him while he's here.
Our thanks to Patrick. Up next, from writing the hits to performing her own, how Money Long spent hours and hours finding success.
I want to give you your flowers and some champagne showers, all the shrimp and lobster towels, but it's me that gets devoured.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Money Long spent a decade writing hits for some of the biggest names in music. Now it's her own name and her own voice. And she tells ABC's Phil Lipoff There's no limit to what she can accomplish next.
Viral sensation Money Long may seem like an overnight success, but this breakout solo artist has already made quite a name for herself. After spending 12 years writing chart-topping songs for icons like Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, Rihanna, and Kelly Clarkson, co-writing her hit, Love So Soft. Now it's her time. She released Hours and Hours in January, quickly viewed by tens of millions on TikTok and other social media. It put her exactly where she wants to be, out front, on top, and singing her own songs.
I'm a fan of writing about nuanced, like, perspectives, different moments, and describing how that feels. It's pretty easy when you just keep it truthful.
Her truth turned into hit after hit, co-writing number one songs like
It's Going Down, I'm Yelling Timber,
and
Baby, I'm Worth It, Uh-huh, I'm Worth It.
I think one of my favorite lyrics that I've ever written is from California King Bed.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Lips that felt just like the inside of a rose.
I've never kissed a rose, so I don't know, but I assume that it's very soft.
Beautiful lyrics, but the writing credit on that song and so many others lists Priscilla Renee, not Money Long.
Money Long, the name and the character that I created was really just the person that I always was and the way that I always saw myself.
Born in Vero Beach, Florida, Priscilla started singing at the age of 2, wrote her first song when she was 8. More than 2 decades later, a prolific, gifted songwriter with financial success, and yet the constant feeling of wanting more.
A lot of times you walk into a room, I could have all these accolades and hits under my belt, but the artist that I'm working for has no clue. Very rarely do your co-writers actually know who you are.
It breaks my heart a little bit.
It's like a speed dating. You got four to eight hours to write a hit song, and you're doing this every day.
I could do this for hours.
A decade of pitching and selling her songs, chasing her dreams, all while waking up every day in physical pain, quietly battling lupus, an autoimmune disease that can be debilitating, even deadly.
I had a few scares where I thought, like, what if I don't make it? Dealing with respiratory issues, I thought, if I die, would I be happy with what I have done so far? And at the time I asked myself that, the answer was no. So I decided that I would stop doing things I don't want to do and just only do what I want to do, no matter what anybody thinks.
And then this, an empowering encounter with Jay-Z at a party.
He said to you what?
He just sort of like motioned for me to lift my head up and, like, you know, came down to my level and was like, hi, I'm Sean. He's letting me know that I'm not small, you know, don't make myself small.
A powerful sentiment that would turn into a mantra and eventually transform Priscilla into money.
It took me a long time to realize that I had a choice about who I wanted to be.
Confident, taking control of her future, and possibly shaping others.
Oh my God, can I sing too?
A huge part of it for me is also representation. You know, when you look at all the little black girls that are singing my songs on TikTok, babies, they can't even barely talk, and they're loving my music. I could not do that as Priscilla.
Currently represented by Def Jam Records, and how about this? Money now taking calls from and meetings with some who didn't think Priscilla had what it takes.
You wasn't focused, so focused.
That means the plan worked. My mom always says, don't tell people where you're going because they'll get in your way. So by the time people found out that it was me, it's too late. You can't stop it.
And that brings us to today. A new album of her songs, she sings them all under a record label she built and runs.
A little acting going on.
As part of creation.
Yeah. I like to keep my lyrics universal. So, like, a lot of times I could just be talking about the human relationship.
Songs about love, relationships, life. Priscilla's work will always be there, but money is just getting started.
I just don't have any limits. Like, there's literally no limitations. I'm always like, why not?
Our thanks to Phil. And finally tonight, call it the Queenmobile. Queen Elizabeth touring the Chelsea Flower Show in London in a souped-up six-seater buggy, reportedly outfitted with leather seats and Bluetooth speakers, and driven by a chauffeur. It is an open design, so the Queen was able to stop and smell the roses. And that's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia, Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.